Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. The ranking member of the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee says the passage of the Water Resources Development Act brings important revisions to his district of northern Missouri. Congressman Sam Graves says the bill will give the Corps of Engineers new construction authority for communities facing repetitive flooding events.
We're also demonstrating that when we work in partnership instead of partisanship, we can accomplish great things for the infrastructure and for the American people.
He says the bill is critical for not only flood control, but also navigation, ports, locks, dams, and other water resources infrastructure. Congress is wrestling over a new stimulus bill while federal investigators and intelligence fight off attacks to the current aid to Americans and businesses. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver says foreign bad actors have tried to derail the CARES Act process. The Kansas City area representative serves on the Homeland Security Committee.
The good news is that we have been successful. We are successful in fighting off probably thousands of attacks all day, every day. We have people who are here with the federal government, and that's all they do all day is fight off these attacks from outside entities and frankly, some hoodlums here inside the United States.
And Cleaver warns businesses to be wary and call the Small Business Administration if something doesn't look right. And officials at the largest school district in northwestern Missouri say about 2,000 students have enrolled in a virtual academy to learn online from home this year. St. Joseph Assistant Superintendent Marley Williams told our St. Joseph affiliate KFEQ that it was hard to estimate how many of the district's 11,000 students would opt for online rather than in-class instruction.
I don't think we knew exactly what to anticipate. This is, in so many ways, it has not been a normal year, and we weren't sure.
Williams says about 60% of the students enrolling in online instruction are elementary students. The St. Joseph District has pushed the start date for school back to August 31st. St. Louis County quietly reopened the death investigation of Michael Brown Jr., but charges will not be filed. Lisa Nelson files this report.
On August 9th, 2014, Michael Brown Jr. was shot to death by then-Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Almost 6 years later, St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell has announced his office will not seek charges against Wilson for pulling the trigger.
We made painstaking efforts to look at everything. Again, I'm not going to relitigate the facts.
He says the investigation does not clear Wilson of wrongdoing in Brown's death, but his office does not have enough evidence to prove that Wilson committed a crime. After Bell wrapped up his remarks, a man who attended the press conference told Bell his first term as prosecutor will be his last. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You'll find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.